accordingly.
And I believe there's a few angry locals in the Circular Head region with their rates increase.
Yeah, absolutely. So council announced a 4.8% rate increase for this year, which is a lot more than the regional average of 2.5% on a normal year-on-year increase. A lot of people are pretty cut up about that. They actually kicked this off on Thursday night. But it is important to remember as well that last year's rates were completely frozen. There was no increase whatsoever due to COVID-19. It was a bit of a hardship offset measure. So if you look at that 2.5% increase over the 2 years, it would have become 5% over the two. Instead, it's actually 4.8%. So they're actually down across the 2 years, even though they are up a little bit on this year. Councillor Ashley Kukowski mentioned that for an average $1,500 rate, it's actually a 70-cent increase every single week. So it's not a huge amount of money in the long run, and the rate increase over the 2 years is actually still down. So not as bad as it seems.
So a few people initially up in arms, but Circular Head Council just hoping for some understanding on locals there with that rate increase. What about the paddle out protest, which is happening in Stanley this coming Sunday?
Yes, Stanley on Sunday. So it's to do with surf, not salmon. So people have been pretty, there's a lot of unrest around in the community at the moment about fish farming and specifically salmon farming. And there's been a few developments in the last few days looking at a major farm about $150 million off the coast of Stanley. It's quite a few kilometres away. Wouldn't be visible from the shoreline or anything like that, but it's not so much to do with the aesthetics of it. It's to do with the impact it will actually have on the coastal life in that area, on the beaches and things to do with all that kind of space. So they're going to be explaining all of that on Sunday. People are invited to gather and paddle out in protest or just to gather on the beach and kind of show their support. Afterwards, there's a barbecue and some coffees and everyone can catch up and warm up.
Yeah, that has created a bit of interest, a little bit of impact over the last week or so on that. One local from the Bridge Hotel has decided to quit after 19 years of service.
Yeah, Linwyn Plowright has put in 19 years of service at the Bridge Hotel, which is a massive effort. She's been a waitress for much of that time. She said she's really, really enjoyed it. It's been a difficult decision to make, but the time has finally come. She said she's looking forward to spending a bit more time in her garden and not having to worry about going to work of an evening. So good on Linwyn, and 19 years is a massive effort.
Tell us about the sporting pages.
Yeah, a huge amount of sport in this week's paper. We've got a junior sports wrap across the pages 10 and 11. There were some major long weekend tournaments last week. We had a chat with all the coaches, a lot of local people coaching those teams, which was really good to see. The under-18 hockey team for the boys as well was especially well presented. We had most of the team coming out of Smithton, which is a really good sign to the junior hockey in the area. So all the write-ups on those Northwest tournaments. We had local Marshall Evans, who played with the Smithton Saints for much of his junior career, moved to the Windsor Wildcats last year. He signed with the Central Maine Community College Mustangs in America, and he'll be flying to America to do his college there and play college basketball, which has been a long-time dream of his. He's worked very, very hard to get there. Have all the write-ups from the GNL. It was a really, really wet night on Wednesday. We nearly got washed away, but managed to get a game complete, and we also have all the Circular Head Hockey Association and Football Association news. So absolutely packed with sport this weekly.
Good on you, Isaac. More about it in this week's Circular Head Chronicle. You have a great day, and we'll talk some more again next Thursday morning, a little after 7.
No problem at all, Lee. Thank you very much.